Scuffles with police as opposition politicians lead protests against President Kais Saied. He's dissolved parliament and replaced the electoral commission in Tunisia. Now he wants a referendum next month to change its constitution. Critics say his changes amount to a coup. At the headquarters of the electoral authority, more scuffles with police.
We came as political parties and activists to express our views, but we were attacked by the police, who sprayed tear gas on our faces.
Saied has banned polls and political advertising and told international election observers they are not welcome. The protesters don't believe the vote in July will be free or fair. They say Saied has too much power and democracy is in danger. Many of those demonstrating on Saturday spent several years in prison under Tunisia's former president, Zine El Abidine Ben Ali. They say they don't want to go back to an authoritarian regime. Recently, Saied sacked 57 judges, giving himself even greater judicial power. Judges from the Association of Magistrates say President Saied could use the law to eliminate his opposition.
The president justified these dismissals under the pretext of fighting corruption. But the fight against corruption should not be conducted outside the law and outside transparent procedures that give judges the possibility to defend themselves. These procedures allow the truth to be unveiled and corruption to be exposed.
President Kais Saied says he's building a third republic and cleansing Tunisia of corruption. But his opponents accuse him of corrupting democratic institutions and reaching for absolute power and control over the country. Alicia Volkman, Al Jazeera, Tunis.